Welcome to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking today about thriving on change, and we will be talking to you. The numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579. That's toll free, 1-866-254-1579. Or if you're phoning from the UK or anywhere else outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. And I'm actually broadcasting the show live from London today, where my book, You Can Have What You Want, has just come out, and it actually debuted at number one on Amazon over here. So thank you very much to you for supporting it. And really, what I want to talk about on the show today, what I want to talk with you about, is changes you might want to make in your life, changes you might want to make with your job, changes you might want to make with your career, your relationship, changes around the way that you diet or exercise, even habit changes. You know, what are some habits that you'd like to change? And what we really want to look at is how can you not only make the changes, but how can you enjoy the process of changing? There's an old saying that the only people that like change are wet babies. But I've found that there are other ways. So let's go right to the phones. Again, if you want to get in, the numbers are 1-866-254-1579. That's toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, you can ring us on 001-760-918-4300. And let's go to Kim in Reno. Kim, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, Michael. I'm calling you today. I'm in Reno, Nevada, and I'm sort of stuck between, I feel like, kind of a rock and a hard place. And
that sounds very uncomfortable.
It is. I feel real uncertain and really unsure, but I moved here, and about a year ago, I got ill, and I'm sort of trying to nurse myself, and it's hard for me to either make the change and move on to something new or kind of nurse myself through this and hope that things get better.
Well, the way you say that, it sounds like you have a choice as to whether or not you're going to nurse yourself through this. What's the other choice?
I don't have a choice. You're right. I don't have
a choice. Okay, not about that bit. I'm sure you have many other choices, you know, if only even about, you know, your approach to nursing yourself. But that didn't sound like the choice. So what would be the change? If I could wave my magic change wand, what change would you like me to order from the universe for you?
Well, I'm not sure that my career path with going to school is the right one right now, and I'm not sure that the relationship I'm in is the right one for me, or even this area.
Right.
Since So
other than your career, your relationship, and your home, everything's going well?
Yeah, pretty much.
And the whole body thing.
Yeah, I just got to where I didn't feel well, but I have other really good things in my life. I have two boys, and they're great, and I have some really good spiritual things and friends in my life, and that's good. And
great. And that's important because, again, your boys, I mean, to me, there's really no difference between the two boys and the good spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
They both tend to connect people to the same place inside themselves, and that's the place where the strength comes from. One of the ways that you can thrive on change is if you have some things in your life that don't change. And there are really very few things in life that don't change because the nature of life has changed. There's a famous saying Heraclitus said thousands of years ago, you can never step in the same river twice. Because the nature of stuff on the outside is change, but on the inside, there absolutely are things that you can connect to. And it sounds like you've got at least some sense of connection with those. Is that right?
Yeah, I do. Absolutely do.
So I'm going to ask what might sound like a very strange question, but in terms of making changes to do with your career or your relationship or your home, which one sounds like most fun right now?
Most fun?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a relationship change.
Okay. So what would it be a change from to?
Probably just somebody that liked to enjoy more of the same things that I enjoyed and, was more on the same page as I am. I know that you can't find somebody exactly like that, but...
Okay. I don't know that, which is why I did.
that you can find something. Yeah, right.
you know, sometimes it's useful to not know so much.
Right. Okay, that's a good point. I like
I mean, I think, so are you in a relationship right now?
Yeah, I've been dating someone for almost 2 years, and some things about it are really good, but part of it, I feel like there's maybe some deception that the person really wants other things and just says they want the same things as I do.
Right. And now, you know you in a way that I'm not going to get the chance to know you. Mm-hmm. Knowing you as you do and just knowing your own inner signals, if there was no fear involved and if you knew that by letting go you would absolutely be able to get what you want, do you want this relationship to work? Or
yeah.
If there was no fear, would you let go?
I want it to work, and I'm willing to let it go.
Well, you know what? I'm going to actually recommend both, because you can let go of something. You know, the great thing about letting go is we think about letting go. There's the, who was it? Sting. You know, if you love somebody, set them free. But there is a thing. If you open the cage, the bird has a choice as to whether or not to fly or not. If you open your hand, you know, I don't know if you've got a pen anywhere near you.
I do.
Okay, so grab, you get the pen in your hand.
Okay.
And just make a fist. Okay, and hold on to that pen really tight. Mm-hmm. And make sure your hand is palm up.
Okay.
Okay? And then just open your hand so that you can maybe even roll the pen a little bit, depending on its shape, back and forth in your hand.
All right.
Okay? Now, you've let go of the pen.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the pen hasn't gone anywhere. So letting go is different from kicking out. And if this relationship is something that both parties want to make work, it can absolutely work. And you can stay for an entire lifetime in this kind of open, let-go position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And that change may be the very first change to make, is to just be in the relationship without any of the expectations, any of the oh, it's going to fix this in my life, or oh, it's going to fill this hole in my life, or oh, it's going to fill this hole in my life, and just notice how the relationship changes. And one of two things will happen. Either it will get a lot better, mm-hmm. or it will peter out. But either way, you're not going to be looking for it to make everything okay.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what I would love is if you're willing to sort of stay in touch on the web. I don't know if you've been to the message boards at geniuscatalyst.com, but we have a radio show message board, and it's always great when people who've been on the show just kind of keep us posted on progress and change.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Michael.
You're welcome. Let's go to Dorothy in New Orleans. Dorothy, welcome to the show.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. What can I do for you today?
Well, actually, I was talking to the fellow who answers the phones, and this is the first time I've called and first time I've listened to the radio show, and I just have some questions. This is going to be the third time in my life that I'm making a dramatic change. First time was when I was married the first time, and it was very abusive, and I had two children, and I completely left one lifestyle for a second. Now here it is 25 years later, my children are grown, I have grandchildren, and there's a chance for me to do something else in life. I've been in an industry that was very stressful, very emotionally and sort of physically abusive as far as, you know, health-wise. And I don't really want to go back to that. But
I can't imagine
it
why. It sounds
years.
Lovely.
You know, I've been doing it for 20 years.
No, I'm just kidding you. Go ahead.
Yeah.
So if you, I mean, you've got a chance to make a change, and it sounds like, you know, there's nothing holding you where you are. So
right.
The question is, what's your question? Do you know what you would love to do?
I really don't know. I don't have a clue. I really don't have a clue.
Okay. And so what I know is that when somebody doesn't have a clue, it's usually because it just feels like too big a thing, you know, to look for one big answer.
Uh-huh.
So there's a couple of questions that can really help you out. And I'm going to ask you, let me ask you the first one now. And then I'm going to ask you the second one. And can you hold over the break?
Absolutely.
Okay, so I'll ask you the first one now, and then I'll ask you the second one to sort of take with you over the break. And the first one is, do you feel really cared for in yourself? In other words, if you just tune into your body right now, you tune into your spirit, however you want to think about it, do you just feel cared for and nurtured and loved?
No, because I feel emotionally and physically and career-wise just conflicted right now.
Okay.
Before
you can even start to answer the whole change question and what you might want to do, the first thing you got to do is do a little healing on that. So what I want you to do over the break, I just want you to tune into your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to really tune in to think about somebody that you love, something that you love, someone that you love, someone that loves you, and really just feel those good feelings for the next 4 minutes. I know it's a hard job. I'm just going to ask you to feel good for the next 4 minutes. Just keep asking yourself, how can I take better care of myself? And then we'll talk more about that when we get back. If you're listening, you want to get in, the numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579. That's 1-866-254-1579. We'll be right back talking about thriving on change after this.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking today about thriving on change. If you want more tips and advice, you can go to my website at www.geniuscatalyst.com, and we have a number of free resources, including free daily and weekly tips that you can look at in a forum where you can go and chat to other people about the kind of things that we talk about on the show. But for now, let's go back to Dorothy in New Orleans. Dorothy.
Yeah. Yes, hi.
Yeah, what did you come up with? Just spending a bit of time just, you know, tuning into good feelings and asking yourself about how you can take better care of yourself right now. What came up for you?
Just the love of my family and the love of my city that's shambled. You know, there's a lot of business opportunities now, but education opportunities extremely limited in my city right now. It's a good time to change a career, but it's not time to get an education to change a career.
Okay.
So,
and are you in a position right now where you need to make a choice, like in the next week, or do you have a little bit of time?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay,
no.
Then here's what I'm going to give you for your homework this week.
Okay.
Okay, is I want you to just each day, and as often as you can through the day, but it's certainly at least a couple times a day, I want you to just tune in, and I want you to ask yourself, am I feeling cared for in myself? And if you aren't, then I want you to do what we just did and just get back in touch with that until you are. But then when you are, as soon as you can answer that question and go, you know what, I am feeling pretty nurtured right now. I'm taking care of myself. I'm doing what I need to do for me right now. Just in this moment, you know, there may be a lot more over time. Then just ask yourself, what would I love to do right now? And it might be something really little, like, you know, I'd just love to go for a walk right now. It might be something really practical. You know, I'd love to get these dishes done. And it might be something that doesn't even make sense. You know, I don't know why, but I just love to talk to Bob, who I haven't talked to for a while. And what you're going to find is that in a very short space of time, and it really is remarkable how short a space of time it is, stuff's going to start coming to you. And you're going to begin to know at some level. You're going to begin to know, because sometimes when we don't know what we want to do, it's just because we're in too much of an internal state of change to really get focused on the external change. But when you sort of stabilize the internal by just really focusing on caring for yourself, nurturing for yourself, then it gets easier and easier to just tune into what you'd love to do. And even if it's just moment by moment, then it starts to get easier to know what to do over a longer period of time. Do you have a sense of what I mean by that?
Absolutely. I really do.
That's fantastic, Dorothy. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go to Carol in Tennessee. Carol, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
It's a pleasure. What can I do for you today?
I'm calling. My husband retired from a job last year and retired with all knowledge, knowing he was going to do a business that we had to have some income also.
Yeah.
And things have gone well for, you know, 6 or 8 months. And then, the last 4 or 5 months, I don't know whether mentally we got in a different place, but things have not gone as well, and I have found myself just living in fear, and it's in a sense, you know, I've tried to see this as a very positive thing, in that all through my life I've seen, especially surrounding finances, this is a place that I need to address. Mm-hmm. And that it is something that I need to look at and see what the fear is. But then there are other times when it's like, gosh, this is paralyzing to me.
Sure. And, well, that's what fear does. That's its job.
Yeah, well, and it's done great with me.
Well done,
doing
fear. Bravo.
Well.
We're very proud of you.
I'm allowing it to do good. I will say, spiritually, for the two of us, this has been a very good time for us.
Yeah.
We've been doing A Course in Miracles for the last year and a half, and that's been extremely important in this. Excuse me. And I can read, you know, that I truth in that, and to the depths of my soul, I believe it. But then I can, 2 minutes later, find myself just fearful.
Okay, so I'm gonna respond to your call from the Course in Miracles, and this is the way I would probably talk to 21 out of 22 people who called with the same situation.
Uh-huh.
But let me just go here for now.
Sure.
One of the fundamental ideas in the Course is that there's fear or there's love.
Exactly.
Okay, and that our only goal. You tell me. What's the only goal?
Love. Excuse me.
It's okay. You're fine. Do you need to take a minute? You need to take a sip of water?
Yes.
I can stall, you see. I can just ramble, talk about, you know, nothing in particular, but make it sound almost as if what I'm saying really matters while you just have a drink of water, smooth out your throat.
All right, I'll get a drink of water.
Okay. And I'll talk a little bit more. For people who aren't familiar with A Course in Miracles, and Marianne Williamson does a great show on this station on miracles, and I also highly recommend her book, A Return to Love, as a gentle introduction to the Course.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay, one of the great ideas in the Course in Miracle is that the only goal is peace.
Yes.
And where you get into this kind of conflict within the framework of the Course, and remember, I'm only talking to Carol this way because this is the framework that Carol is living from. But one of the ways that something like fear comes up, it's because in that moment you're looking to go, okay, yeah, I want peace, but could the peace come with a paycheck?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want peace, but could the peace come with all these other things that I think I need to have peace?
Exactly.
And so,
yeah.
If you want to look at this, and I'm not saying you have to, but if you want to look at this as a purely spiritual exercise, then the exercise is very clear. Can you, moment by moment, can you right now, talking to me, can you let go of the fear and just make peace your only goal? Just for now.
Yes, for now, yes.
Okay, great. Now, the good news about that is that there's only now. Okay, can you do it again now?
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
Okay, I'm going to wait for one, three, four. Can you do it again now?
Yes.
That's all you have to do. And now here's the not quite as fun news for the rest of your life.
Uh-huh.
But it gets so much easier.
Well, and maybe that's it. Maybe the knowing that it will get easier.
Yeah, I mean, that I can absolutely tell you. It gets easier and easier because each time you do it, you get help.
Yeah.
And you get more help.
I agree that the getting help is... And sometimes I can feel, I mean, almost physically, that help.
Sure.
But, I guess it's just we allow ourselves to go to places that...
Well, what you do is, and this is, again, most people do, is you allow yourself to make something more important than peace in that moment. And it really is choices all the way down.
That's true. We allow ourselves to make something more important than the peace.
And that's all you need to go back. Any moment where you're beginning to feel fear, you're beginning to feel distress, just go, could I just for this moment choose peace as my only goal?
Yes. Thank you.
It's an absolute pleasure.
Very much. I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, and I just want to reiterate, if you're listening to this and that just all sounded like you're sitting there going, but what about the money? I was talking to Carol. And if that was useful for you, that's wonderful. But that was very much where Carol's coming from. If you want me to talk to you, I would love to talk to you. Numbers to call are 1-866-254-1579 or from outside the United States, 001-760-918. 4300. Let's go to Mary in California. Mary, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hey, Mary. Now, listen, yes. I know that we're coming up on a break, so I want to find out a little bit about what you want. Are you going to be able to stay on over the break?
Yes.
Okay, then just give me the one-minute version for now.
Okay.
And then I'll talk to you in great depth when we come back.
All right, thank you.
So what's if you could sum it up in a minute, what would be the question that you want to ask?
You know, my life completely turned around. In 1992, I had a brain surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never the same after that. And then I started to recover. Then there was a recurrent regrowth. So I had a second surgery. After the second surgery, the tumor was supposed to be all gone. And by some miracle, it was not a malignant tumor.
Okay.
It's just that it changed my facial features, you know, because they had to.
Again, only because we're coming up on the break, and I'm going to talk to you again after the break, what would be the question? If there was one question we could talk about together on the air, what would it be?
You know what? I would love to. For some reason, I haven't been able to go to work, and I don't feel like I have a normal life.
So you'd love to have, like, a more normal life?
Yes, I would like to be able to go to work, and I wonder if I will ever have a normal life.
Well, that's exactly what we'll talk about when we get back. You just hang on, Mary. If you want to get on in the next segment, the number's to call her 1-866-254-1579. Toll free, 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, 001-760-918-4300. We'll be right back.
1, 2, 3, 8. Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking today about thriving on change. And if you've got changes you want to make, changes to a job, a career, a relationship, changes to do with diet or exercise or even habits that you want to change, give us a call. The numbers are 1-866-254-1579. That's toll-free, 1-866-254-1579. Or from outside the United States, you can reach us on 001-760-918-4300. And we're talking to Mary. Mary, welcome back.
Thank you.
So just, you know, the first question that I just want to ask you is, what's normal?
Well, it's just I haven't been able to return back to work. If I had just things that have gone wrong with my health since my first brain surgery.
Sure. So if there was one thing, I mean, I'm sure there's lots of things that would be great. But if there was one specific thing that you could change, that you could have, that you could be, that you could do, what would be the one thing that would just be the nicest, might not be the biggest, but it would just be the most wonderful?
To stop being afraid, to feel happy.
Oh, I like that.
To feel free, to be able to work and just feel normal.
Okay, that's more than one thing, but I'll let you go on it a little bit. So let's talk about stop being afraid, because I think that's an excellent plan.
Uh-huh.
So where do you feel fear in your body?
Just everywhere, I guess. I just feel scared. I don't know what I'm scared of.
Okay, yeah, I'm not even worried about what you're scared of. Where in your body? Tune into your body right now. Are you feeling any fear right now?
No, not right now.
Aw. Could you scare yourself a little bit? Go on, think about the future.
Uh-huh.
Can you just bring up a little bit of fear right now?
Yes.
Okay, where in your body does it start? Where are you first aware of it?
I think my head.
Your head? Okay.
Yes.
And then where does it go? Because, you know, in order
down
to feel
back.
A feeling, down your back,
uh-huh.
Great. And then what direction does it spin? Does it kind of go clockwise, counterclockwise? Because, you know, in order to feel a feeling, it has to keep moving. So it starts in your head, it goes down your back, and does it kind of go back up to the top of your head?
Comes up to my chest.
Up to your chest.
Yes.
Okay, and does it kind of go, you know, spin towards you or away from you?
Just towards me.
Towards you. Okay, well, here's what I want you to do. I know this is going to sound a little strange, but it's kind of something kind of fun that you can do. So I want you to just, almost in your mind, imagine that you're just going to pull that spinning fear out so you can see it in front of you. Okay, so you can see it spinning towards you, but it's all happening in front of your body right now. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to turn it upside down. So that now it's spinning the other way. Now it's spinning away from you.
Right.
Okay, what's your favorite color?
Pink.
Pink. I want you to make it pink. So it's pink, and it's spinning away from you, and I want you to put it right back inside your body now. So it's still, you know, going through your chest, going through the top of your head, going down, but now it's spinning away from you. And it's a lovely pink color. How does that feel?
Feels great.
Okay, and now what I want you to do, spin it even faster. And spin it faster.
Uh-huh.
And how does it feel the faster you spin it?
It feels great.
It feels great. And I want you to let that great feeling spread through your whole body from the top of your head right down to the tips of your toes, right out to the edges of your fingertips. And the more you spin it, the easier it will be for you to realize that you can have this feeling anytime you want just by taking control of it, because it's just a feeling. And we have so many theories. I'm as guilty of this as anybody else. We have all these theories about why we feel this and what we need to do about it. But sometimes the simplest thing to do is just step right back into your body and just take control.
Right.
And I tell you what, Mary, if you do that, you're not going to be normal. You're going to be way better than that.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you so much for calling in.
Bye-bye.
Okay. We are going to go to Linda in Manhattan Beach. Linda, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi, thank you. I just need some help with keeping focus. I'm having my first issue of my new magazine. Supposedly supposed to come out next week, but we're having some problems with it.
I've never heard of such a thing. A new enterprise and there are problems.
And you know, logically I know that. That's so normal and so many sense to have that happen on your first few tries. But at the same time, it's providing a lot of anxiety and sleepless nights.
How would you like it to be different?
Just everything would go smooth.
Okay. So given that that's what you want, why do you have anxiety or concern, or I'm not sure exactly which word you used, but why do you have those bad feelings when it isn't going smooth? Even though I know you want it to go smooth, why is uncomfortable the way to feel when it isn't?
I just don't like that feeling.
Okay.
It just doesn't feel very secure or safe.
Okay, so it doesn't feel very secure. What would... See, I'm curious about that, because I know that makes sense, right? I can listen to that, and part of me goes, well, of course, yes, things are not straightforward, so she doesn't feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
But is there anything that you're concerned would happen or might happen if you did just feel secure and comfortable, even though things weren't necessarily going according to plan?
That's a good question. Because I tried doing this before in 2001 and everything did fall apart pretty terribly.
Do you think
bad.
Maybe if you keep yourself uncomfortable enough, you can hold it together this time?
Yeah, and I know that's not really the case, but that's what I need help with, is just to keep the ease.
Well, let me just ask you point blank, okay? Do you believe, and it's okay if the answer is yes, but do you believe that if you stay uncomfortable, you're more likely to succeed?
No, not at
okay.
all.
Okay. All right, great. So then given that, how would you like to feel about this?
I'm sorry, can you repeat? I apologize.
Yeah, given that you actually don't believe that the discomfort's going to help, and I agree with you, how would you like to feel about it, if you could choose any feeling?
Just really good and know that it's all going to work out just fine. If it's a little bit late, it's a little bit late, and that happens with, when you're first starting out a new business and just enjoy this moment.
And just absolutely, just check with all of you. In other words, check if there's any part of you that's concerned about your really feeling comfortable and knowing that it's all going to turn out fine, even if it turns out different.
Mm-hmm.
Is all of you happy with that?
Yes, almost all of me is. That's why I called. It's like I know it. I feel it. I go walk on the beach. I, read my books. I listen to your show. You do all the right things that I feel is right, and I know, but the old stuff keeps coming up.
So let's just assume that that part of you wants something really, really good for you. If it did, what would it be?
Success, happiness, fun.
Okay. And you want success, happiness, and fun too, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, you're all for what it wants, but just the way that it's been going about its business by kind of keeping you uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way that you would choose to do it, right?
Right.
Now, I've got a funny feeling that there's a part of you that's very creative if you're creating a magazine.
Right.
So I want that creative part of you to get together with that part of you that wants your success, fun, and happiness, but has been going about it in a kind of funny way. And I want them to get together while we're on the phone, you and I, and I want them to come up with at least three new ways that it can take care of you in the way that it's trying to take care of you without giving you the bad feelings.
Three new ways of dealing with it in a sense?
While getting to feel positive along the way. Now, it's okay if those parts of you want to tell you what those three new ways are,
mm-hmm.
but it's also okay if they just want to tell you, you know what, we got it. And what I want you to do is I just want you to kind of go inside and allow that to happen. Allow your creative part to work with that part of you that's been, it wants good things for you, but it's been going about it in a not very useful way. And I want you to let me know when they let you know that they've come up with the three ways, even if you're not sure what the three ways are.
Okay, so I'm just supposed to listen to my inner...
You're just going to listen and tune in. And while Linda's doing that, if you want to try this at home, all you got to recognize is that every part of you has a positive intention. And so if there's part of you that seems to be doing something, you know, I have never met anyone with a habit that they call a bad habit, where that habit isn't in some way an attempt to bring more relaxation, to bring more ease, to bring more control, to bring something that the person really wants. But just the way of going about it may not be the most productive way, or it may have sort of side effects that aren't very useful. And so one of the most useful things that you can do is just go inside, get your creative part going, get your creative part talking to those parts of you that are doing good things, that want good things for you, but maybe aren't doing them in the way that you'd like. Get them to generate new choices. So let me just check back in with you, Linda.
Well,
how's it going on in there?
My inner self tells me to go play.
Okay.
And so, go out and have fun, go outside and enjoy the beautiful day.
Okay, well, you know what? If your inner self is telling you that, you know what the radio show host is going to tell you?
Listen,
go outside and go play.
All right.
Have a wonderful time.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy playing.
Good luck.
Thanks for calling in. If you want to get in the last segment, we got a last segment coming up. The numbers are 1-866-254-1579. That's toll free. 1-866-254-1579. Or if you're phoning from outside the United States or the UK, 001-760-918-4300. And I'll to talk to you after the break.
Welcome back to You Can Have What You Want with your host, Michael Neal.
We are talking today about thriving on change. And if you want to talk about how you can sort of make changes in your job or career or relationships or habits, but, you know, without the stress, without the discomfort, without the pain, or without at least the excessive suffering that we add to the pain. You know, the famous expression is no pain, no gain, but I've got my own expression, which is no pain, no pain. And it's not that, you know, you can avoid all pain in life. It's just that you don't get bonus points for adding to it. You don't get bonus points for suffering more. Projects aren't really that much more worthy if they hurt more. They just hurt more. So, you know, if there's pain in your life, there's pain in your life. But know that if there isn't, that's okay too. And you certainly don't have to add to it. Let's go to Amy in Santa Rosa. Amy, welcome to the show. What can I do for you today?
Hi there. Thank you very much. I just hope maybe you can help me focus a little bit. Your subject's really appropriate. I thrive on not changing.
Well, at least you thrive. I guess that's something.
Well, I guess so. You put it that way.
So okay, you thrive on not changing.
Well, that's been my pattern.
Right. And what's happening now?
Of changing and going from something, you know, office, you know, total, you know, just office manager, small business, to something totally out there. Taking some hypnosis classes and learning how to be a certified hypnotherapist, and I'm feeling really out of my comfort zone.
And is it okay with you to be out of your comfort zone?
No.
Okay. Well, that's honest. Look, I love
that's
it in my comfort
I
zone.
Say I don't change, so I stay the way I am.
Let me. Do you have a piece of paper?
I do.
Okay. Here's what I want you to do. And if you've got a piece of paper at home, you try this as well. And I want you to just draw a line. A vertical line, and then a horizontal line from the bottom of the vertical line. So you're making like a giant L. Yeah?
Okay.
And you can turn them both into arrows. Just put the little arrow thing at the top and at the one going to the right. So there's an arrow pointing up now and an arrow pointing to the right. Okay. And I want you to label the left-hand side is the perceived challenge. And the bottom, the line going across the piece of paper, that's your perceived ability. Okay. And I want you to just put a little mark. Imagine that's like a little graph. And I want you to put a little mark for where you feel you are in relation to this right now.
So the perceived challenge.
What's that?
You mean the ability?
Yeah, in other words, let's do it this way. Mm-hmm. Let's say that where the two lines meet is zero,
yeah.
And the top of each line is 10.
Okay.
How big a challenge do you perceive this to be right now on a scale from 0 to 10?
A 9.
A 9. Fantastic. And how skilled, how able do you feel in relation to the challenge on a scale from 0 to 10?
4.
A 4. Okay, great. And so if you drew a line straight across from the 9 and a line straight up from the 4,
uh-huh.
There's a point where they meet.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, in psychology, we break break down a graph like this into three parts. And the upper left part, where you are, mm-hmm. is what we call the panic zone. In other words, when somebody's perception of the challenge is that much bigger than their perception of their ability, the most common thing is that they panic. So you're doing fine in that sense. Now, down that bottom right, where your perceived ability is much higher than your perceived challenge, well, that's called the boredom zone or the drone zone. And that's when, you know, you're really, there's not enough challenge in your life. But then do you see that whole middle area?
Yes.
That whole middle area is what's usually called the flow zone. And that's where the most wonderful feelings of excitement as opposed to fear kick in. And so if you find yourself in the panic zone, as it sounds like you are, then you either need to change your perception of the challenge by lowering it in some way, or change your perception of your ability. And I'm going to give you a couple of ideas of how you can do both, and then you can try out and see which ones work best for you, okay?
Great. Thank you.
All right. So in terms of your perceived ability, what I want you to do is I want you just in your mind right now to think about any times where you've done something for the first time surprisingly well. And you've got times in your life where you've done that, right? It might not be to do with work, but it might just be something where you maybe played a game and somehow you just kind of were able to do it first time.
Yeah.
And I just want you to think of a bunch of times like that. And each time, I want you to sort of step back into yourself at that time so you're seeing through her eyes and hearing through her ears. Just really remind your body of what it feels like to surprise yourself by being even better than you thought you were. Can you begin to get a sense of those feelings as you do that?
Yeah, that's very nice.
Okay. And I just want you to keep doing that. So in the background, I'm going to talk about a few other things, but I just want you to keep letting your unconscious mind bring up more ideas and even more ideas and even more times where you felt those feelings. And if you want, you can let the feelings grow. You can double them. You can double them again. So you've just really got this just wonderful sense of all the times where you've done better than you knew that you could do. And I want you to just feeling the way you feel now. How do you feel right now?
Hopeful.
So that's a start. We'll start with hopeful. I just want you to just feeling that way now. I want you to think about what it is that you're taking on. And just notice if it's different. Don't worry about if it's great yet, but is it different?
Notice what I'm taking on?
You know, when you think about the work, the challenge that you're taking on.
Uh-huh.
Does it seem a little bit different from here than it did just a minute ago? Just by adding in those memories.
Yeah, that's what I meant when I said hopeful, rather than it just total like, oh, what am I doing?
Okay, so that's one thing you can do. I'm going to give you one more, but that's one thing you can do is you can continue, you know, long after we get on the air, maybe even tonight when you sleep and dream as a hypnotist.
I'm writing.
You know exactly what that's all about. But you can just allow that process to continue. Now, the other thing to do is look at the challenge. I'm guessing when you think about the challenge, how do you think about it? Do you, like, make a big, scary movie? Or do you just tell yourself it's going to be really, really hard?
Yeah, I talk. I negative talk.
Okay. want you to do. I just want you to take that negative talk, and I just want you to put it into, who's your favorite cartoon character? I'm hoping it's Mickey Mouse, because it's really the only voice I can do. So let's just say it was Mickey Mouse.
Really?
And just put it into Mickey Mouse's voice and just, you know, oh, my gosh, this is going to be so hard. Oh, I don't know how I'm ever going to do it. I don't know why I'm even taking this on. This is just silly. This is just ridiculous. What was I thinking?
Okay.
And I just want you to notice that that feels a little bit different, too.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does. Okay. So, again, that's what I want you to do. I want you to let your unconscious go ahead and keep reminding you of how able you actually are and how much you're able to surpass yourself. And consciously, whenever you hear that negative self-talk, just want you to replace the voice. Because it's not a very helpful voice, was it?
No, it wasn't. Thank you.
No. Thank you, Amy.
I took a lot of notes. That is so sweet in such a short time. You really pegged people well. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay, we are going to go ever so quickly to Zakiya. Zakiya?
Hello?
Hello. Is it Zakiya or Zakiya, or
it
am I completely
Zakiya.
Wrong? Zakiya.
Yeah.
So, Zakiya, I have about a minute and a half. So if you can ask me a really good question, I'll try and give you a really good answer.
Okay. My really good question is, how do I move away from levels of self-doubt and the voices? I just had a baby. I'm a fashion designer. I'm getting ready for a huge show where a lot of other fashion designers that haven't seen me create in a long time are going to be there. And I'm
mm-hmm.
making my clothes as we speak, and I'm just having a lot of doubt. Seems like everything I sew, I've just been having a lot of
okay. Now let me ask you this: with the doubt that you're having, is it noise doubt or is it
noise doubt or what? Hello. Hello.
Negative self-talk, negative, just bad feelings, or is
negative
there a real sense that maybe you're making
comparing myself?
Okay.
Oh, this isn't
Here's
good
what
enough.
I want you to do. Here's what I want you to do, and again, I apologize that I'm going to do it this way, but actually I think you're going to find this really useful.
Okay.
I want you to just write down throughout the day everything that little voice says.
Okay.
And I want you to just notice as you look at that list that you're moving anyways.
Mm-hmm.
And you might come up with 50 things, you might come up with 100 things.
Mm-hmm.
But as you go through, you're going to find that you can keep moving in spite of that voice. That voice doesn't have any control over you. It doesn't have any power over you. It's just an annoying voice. As Sherry Huber always says, and I always love, that voice inside your head is not the voice of God. It just sounds like it thinks it is. And what I'd like you to do is, if you're willing to go to my website, geniuscatalyst.com, post up on the forums. I will post for you a tip that I wrote about how to deal with that voice in your head.
Okay.
All right? Thanks so much for calling in.
Thank you
for listening today. Hope you've enjoyed the show. And also thanks to Sonny and Joe and Kyle back in the studio for making me smile and keeping things going. It's been an interesting process trying to pull this off from London. And I look forward to being back with you next week. Until then, have fun and learn heaps.